Please check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story in this morning's Poughkeepsie Journal, Dover High middle schools are now under a do not drink water advisory. A routine water test at Dover High School and middle school found contaminants in the two buildings' water supply, triggering that do not drink advisory. The superintendent was notified by the State Department of Health on Wednesday morning, told that students and staff were not to drink the water or use it for preparing food out of an abundance of caution. Both buildings were remain open. They said due to COVID-19 safety precautions, the district already closed off its water fountains while the state and county offered water bottles. He said it's not needed at this time. Tests conducted by the state found concentrations of pyrofluoroconic acid known as PFOA and pyrofluorosulfate, PFOS, above the state's allowable contamination level of 10 parts per trillion. The state recently adopted new maximum containment levels that go beyond the national standard of 70 parts per trillion. The chemicals are often found in cookware, cleaning products, food packaging, stain repellents, and firefighting foam. Out of Great Barrington, in a story from the Berkshire Eagle, former students of the John Dewey Academy say the culture of abuse permeated at the therapeutic boarding school for troubled teens, traumatizing them with methods that include body shaming and various forms of humiliation. In an investigation by the news station, the academy, housed in the Victorian-era Sears Castle off of Main Street, is likened to a torture chamber under its prior ownership by founder Thomas Bratter, who died in 2012. A number of former students describe an environment that leveraged adolescent psychology to force desired behavior and turn students against each other. On a Reddit thread about the school, former students describe being traumatized there in the years Bratter was in charge. Quote, "The therapy at the place is brutal," end quote, according to one post. Region 7 administrators faced sharp questioning against an unhappy and unaccustomed criticism when they appeared before that Board of Finance this past weekend to present their proposed budget for the next year. The overall proposed package would boost spending by 1.5% compared to the current fiscal year. New Hartford assessment, however, would drop nearly 2%. Mark Hampstead, by contrast, would jump more than 5%. The four-town regional middle school and high school that also serves Colebrook and Norfolk consistently has won accolades for its academic excellence, and while member towns sometimes bemoan escalating budgets, they usually acknowledge the superior education provided by the facility, according to this article. However, finance alternate Lorena Helt was sharply critical of the school's response to COVID-19, noted last year that the superintendent received an 8% raise, and this year it looks like she'll be getting another 3%. "I'm concerned," quoting her, "we have a lower enrollment. The way the regional handled the COVID-19 scheduling is awful. It's been awful for the students going to school 2 days and working remotely 3. The local board kept our schools open most of the time. I don't see why we are rewarding that," end quote. Merger talks between the Berkshire Hills and Southern Berkshire Regional School Districts have come a long way, and they still have a way to go, but they're ongoing. This progress, as we heard in our segment with the Berkshire Edge, a $125,000 grant from the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is for consultants to drill down into financial and education scenarios for consolidating the districts. The goal is to complete the work by the summer of 2022. Ruth Epstein in the Republican American yesterday. The proposed wastewater plant for West Cornwall is moving closer to a town vote. The Wastewater Study Committee has been working for several years, along with engineers from WMC. Though no site has been designated yet, the committee heard first Selectman Gordon Ridgway last week at a town meeting is set for July 24th. Revitalization of the small village has been a priority for town officials, who've seen it go from a bustling commercial and residential area to empty storefronts and little activity. Many have chosen not to invest there because of substandard septic systems and wells. With at least 100 active COVID-19 cases, Marist College shut down the campus on Wednesday, banning in-person gatherings outside of classroom activities, including its Division I athletics teams. But that will not impact the women's basketball upcoming NCAA tournament game. That team flew to Texas on Tuesday for its contest in San Antonio against Louisville. Some meetings coming up in our area today in Cornwall. The Board of Finance will meet at 7 p.m. tonight via Zoom. In Sheffield, the Planning Board meets tonight via remote at 7 p.m. The Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting set for tonight. That is at 7:30. Hotchkiss teacher has selected Reaganland for a book course. Keith Moon, a teacher of Russian and history and English at Hotchkiss School, has selected Rick Perlson's Reaganland for his annual Noble Horizons book course, which begins tomorrow from 1 to 2 p.m. The free class will meet weekly from 1 to 2 on Fridays through May 14th. More information on these Zoom meetings, register at noblehorizons.org. Pre-orders due for South of the Border Takeout by March 19th. South of the Border Takeout Benefit Dinner hosted by the UCC Faith Formation Committee for the Church School Giving Projects. Pre-order only. You pick up at the Parish House on March 27th. Orders are due by the 19th between 5 and 7 p.m. More information at 860-672-6840 or office at uccincornwall.org. Other stories that we're following for you this morning. Maple Sugaring in Connecticut, a sweet evolution, will happen tomorrow from 6 till 7. An online event from Sharon Audubon. $10 per person, $15 per family to pre-register. You can register at sharon.audubon.org to get more information. It's presented in partnership by Sharon Audubon, Audubon Vermont, the Institute for American Indian Studies, Museum and Research Center, Sharon Historical Society and Museum, and Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut. Story time with Youth Service Associate Tia happens Zoom Saturday mornings at the Roloff Jansen Community Library at 10:30. To register or get more information, 518-325-4101, or you can go to their library site, rojanlibrary.org. Kent Park and Recreation's Park and Rock Decorating Contest is open to all Kent residents of all ages. Submissions are due by March 20th. Voting is open March 22nd through the 27th. Winners will be announced March 29th. Age groups, 5 and under, ages 6 through 10, ages 11 through 15, ages 16 and up. The top vote getter in each group will win a prize. Participants get a goodie bag. Questions and more information, 860-927-1003. Or email kentparkandrec@gmail.com. All for One food distribution happens on Saturday from 1 till 3 at the Dover Town Hall, co-sponsored by the Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights, Dutchess Interfaith, and Mid-Hudson Islamic Association. More information, you can contact the town clerk at townclerkdoverny.us. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, Eagles in Connecticut with Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist, on Saturday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. In Cornwall on Saturday from 4 o'clock on, a Zoom talk, Janice Nemura and Franny Talafiero. Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary Corned Beef Dinner is being held March 20th, 5 to 7:30 at the Lakeville Firehouse. Takeout only, 860-833-0505. Adults $17, seniors 14, children under 10. $11. The Mahiwi Performing Arts Center, in conjunction with the Metropolitan Opera, presenting a free virtual screening lecture with Scott Everly via Zoom on Sunday at 5:30. More details at mahiwi.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,015.37, the NASDAQ at 13,525.20, and the S&P 500 at 3974.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.